Okay, Kevin, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure, David.
Now, tell me about your experiences over the years as a tertiary student.
My experiences, I guess, were really life-changing experiences because I went and enrolled in university at a point when I was losing my vision and I was finding it very hard to cope running a restaurant, which I was doing at the time, and adapting to blindness. Gee. And so I went to university really to try and develop some professional skills, mm-hmm. and also I felt it would be a good environment to adapt to reducing vision, which it really was.
Well, I mean, it must have been very daunting when you first lost your vision to actually be entering a university campus of all things. What were your first thoughts as you stepped onto campus at Deakin?
Yes, I can remember clear as it was in the mid-80s, but I remember it as clear as yesterday.
Was it massive? Did it feel enormous?
It did. And I got off the bus and I had a very foggy vision then, like mm-hmm. looking at a foggy day, and I could see these big buildings just poking out of my blurred vision. And if I didn't have a note with me with the name of a person in the Disability Resource Centre, probably would have just jumped straight back on that bus and gone home, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And can you take us back to that day when you did start at Deakin, what assistance was available to you at the start of the course?
They were very good. They had a Disability Resource Centre, mm-hmm. And so I went straight to there, and those advisors could help me with actually choosing my course and then making sure that all my course materials were put onto audio tape. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't know Braille, I was acquired my blindness late in life, so I didn't develop Braille skills. And also then they organised to sit exams orally instead of written, and just generally there for all the support I really needed. So I was very fortunate and really couldn't have succeeded without that initial support from the Disability Resource Centre.
Fantastic. And so what actual studies have you done between then and now? And can you share the changes that you've seen in services to students with vision impairments over that time?
Yeah, I started doing a Bachelor of Arts, Psychology and Journalism, mm-hmm. and then went on and did Honours in Psychology. And then I actually ended up working for a Disability Employment Service for a few years, but then coming back to my uni, Deakin, and actually working as a Disability Liaison Officer for 10 years, assisting students the way I'd been assisted through. And then just recently, in the last 5 years, I completed a PhD, a Doctor of Philosophy, looking at employment of people who have a disability.
My gosh, you've certainly been busy.
Yeah. So by going to uni, I really am more qualified and successful now than I ever dreamed I'd be as a sighted person.
Absolutely. And how has the improvement in adaptive technology affected your access to education?
Adaptive technology, I think, for people who are blind or have low vision, especially studying and working as professionals, is really a key to success. Mm. When I started at university, I had to come up to Vision Australia in the summer and learn to touch type, and all I had access to was just a normal typewriter. So every time I daydreamed and lost my place, I'd have to run out in the corridor and grab someone and say, what did I just last type, and then type all my essays that way. Nowadays we use just a normal PC or a laptop with software, speech synthesis software, mm-hmm. and I can independently write and review all my work, do emails, the internet, access databases. I mean, it's just the adaptive tech that's available now really makes a blind person completely independent in their work and study.
Absolutely. Now, when I think of studying, I imagine a library full of textbooks and journals. How do you manage to access all your reading materials?
Increasingly, materials and study materials, some of the big databases the libraries have with all the journals, etc. in them, are becoming online as well as in print.
Yep.
There is still a lot of material, though, as you say, that's in print. And so what I do is I've got a scanner in my office, and I will scan print materials through that and into my computer, where I can listen to it with my speech synthesis. Or
the wonders of modern technology.
Oh,
we love it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And places like Vision Australia and also a lot of the universities and colleges will actually provide a service through their library where they will convert, they will scan print materials and convert that into electronic text or even record audio for you.
Yeah, that must be a huge help. In your professional opinion, in your time as a disability liaison officer at Deakin and through the WAM project, what has been the impact of the Disability Discrimination Act and introduction of the education standards on services to tertiary students with disabilities, would you say?
The education standards are a little bit new, I think, to really measure an impact, but the Disability Discrimination Act, which has been in force since 1992, so around about 16 years, I think has had a major impact on the development of services for people who are blind or have low vision, but also access in general for people who have a disability into tertiary education. The just the awareness in the community, but also through complaints from individual students, universities and colleges have realised that they do need to provide an inclusive environment for all their students, including students who have a disability. So it would be very rare these days to find a university or college that didn't have some disability support service.
That's great. Now, Kevin, finally, what advice would you give to other students with a vision impairment about to commence a tertiary course?
My advice to students about to commence a tertiary course who are blind or have low vision would be to follow your dreams. So choose the course you want to do and the institution according to your aspirations. People who are blind and have low vision can do a wide range of different courses and careers. And then really I think the important thing for people who are blind or have low vision is to be organised and actually prepare early.
Absolutely.
So, you know, for example, we can't just rock up to the first day of classes and expect to have our textbooks and all our, you know, the stuff we're going to use to take notes organised as a sighted student can. Really, it's important to connect with the different support services you're going to use and work out exactly what technology you're going to use to take notes and have all your course materials pre-organised into the format that gives you the same access as other students.
That's great advice. Kevin, thank you very much for your time today.
Pleasure. Thank you.